Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine before 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father, Nebuchadnezzar, had taken from out of the temple which was in Jerusalem, so that the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken from out of the temple of the house of the Eloh, which was at Jerusalem, and the king, and his princes, his wives, and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine, and praised the Eloh of gold, and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. And in the same hour came forth fingers from off of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. And then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were let loose, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried out aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers. And the king spoke, and said to the wise of Babylon, "Whosoever will read this writing and show me the interpretation of it will be clothed with scarlet, and will have a chain of gold around his neck, and will be the third ruler in the kingdom." And then came in all the king's wives, but they could not read the writing, nor make known to the king the interpretation of it. And then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his nobles were perplexed. And the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his nobles, came into the banquet house. The king spoke and said, "O king, live forever. Do not let your thoughts trouble you, nor let your countenance be changed. There is a man in your kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy Eloh, and in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the Eloh was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, your father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Forasmuch as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, the interpreting of dreams and the showing of hard sentences and the dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." And then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spoke and said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel who are of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought from out of Jewry? I have even heard of you. I've heard that the spirit of the Eloh is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in you. And now the wise, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, so that they should read this writing and make known to me the interpretation of it, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I've heard of you, that you can make interpretations, that you can dissolve doubts. Now, if you can read the writing and make known to me the interpretation of it, then you will be clothed with scarlet, and you will have a chain of gold around your neck, and you will be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered and said before the king, "Let your gifts be to yourself, and give your rewards to someone else. Still, I will read the writing to the king, and I will make known to him the interpretation. O you king, the Most High gave Nebuchadnezzar your father a kingdom and greatness and honor and majesty. And for the majesty that he gave him, all the people, the nations, and the languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and when his mind was hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his honor from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beasts, and his dwelling was with the wild asses, and they fed him with grass, like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, until he knew that the Most High Eloh ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointed over it whomsoever he would. And you, his son, Belshazzar, you have not numbed your heart, though you knew all of this. But you have instead lifted up yourself against the sovereign of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before you, and you and your nobles, your wives, and your concubines have drunk wine in them. And you praise the Elohim of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which do not see, nor hear, nor know, and the Elohim in whose hand your breath is, and in whose hand are all your ways, have you not honored? Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written, and this is the writing that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Paros. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene. Elah has numbered your kingdom and finished it. Tekel, you are weighed in the balances and you have been found lacking. Paros, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar commanded, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him so that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Medai took the kingdom, being 62 years old. End of chapter 1.